Hello, it's Daily Inspiration Time with Brother Jeff here, and I'm glad you called in. I've got my Bible opened up to Mark chapter 9, and we're looking at some passages about offending sin and rapid cutting off of sin. And then I think the real terrifying theme of this little passage we're looking at is the reality of hell. That would be Mark chapter 9, verse 43. I'm going to read about five or six verses here, and then we'll talk about it. Starting with verse 43. "And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life, halt into life, than having two feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that shall never be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye, than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. For everyone shall be salted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. Salt is good, but if the salt have lost his saltness, wherewith will ye season it? Have salt in yourselves, and have peace one with another." So as we talked about yesterday, dealing with that offending thing, getting rid of sin, being active and radical about getting the sin out of your life. Now I want to look at this passage in 44, verse 44, where it talks about their worm. Their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Now this worm is a serious thought. There's a lot of different opinions on what it means, and I guess we don't know exactly what it is, because this word worm is kind of a mystery. But it's pretty much in context, as it's repeated, we see something here. And it shows that something is going to be alive in hell within us. It's a possessive thought, their worm. Now, is this our memory? Is this our consciousness? Is this our humanity? Something is going to be alive. Just like Christ left his throne in glory and became a man. He was all God, but he was all human. So perhaps when we die, and if we are rebellious and disobedient to God and we go to hell, we're going to still have our natural, conscious human feelings. It's obvious from other passages that there's going to be something like that happening. We're going to have a real consciousness and life, some abiding life in us when we end up in hell. We're not going to just have our lights turned out. We're not going to burn up real fast and then be done away with like you would burn scrap wood or some article of something you don't want would throw it into fire to be destroyed. No, this is referring to the real consciousness and life of the individual who goes to hell. The word worm is used of man several times, in Job and in Psalms. There's some other references to man being a worm, you know, showing his weak, sinful, seemingly worthless state in the sight of a holy God. Here it says that this word worm has to do with possibly the remorse of the conscience that each man will have over his failure to do what was necessary to escape hell. You know, just think, if you go to hell, if I go to hell, if your neighbor, your son, your daughter, your brother, your sister go to hell, there's going to be a knowledge of the former life. There's going to be a remembering, oh, why didn't I give my life to Christ? Why was I a hypocrite? Why was I irreligious? Why did I love that sin more than eternity? Why? Whatever it is, there's going to be a regret and a remorse that will produce nothing but depression and pain and suffering and horror. It will be a terrible thing to deal with for all of eternity. All of eternity. You know, there's a reality today. We know what is necessary to do to escape hell, and that's to declare and to make Jesus Lord of our life. And this never-dying part of this human being, this worm as it's called, it will feel the eternal torments of the fire and in eternal hell. You know, it is that part that feels and knows. It's the inner man that dwells in a resurrected body. Both body and soul will be cast into hell at the judgment day. Revelation 20, verses 11 through 15 tell about that, and so does Matthew 10, 28. So everyone that will be lost because of the offenses or sins referred to in verse 43, it is better to endure the removal of the stumbling blocks or sins now and to be cast into this eternal torment. We must take serious the eternal sufferings of hell. It is our responsibility to escape it through the only way to escape it, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. We praise his name for giving us salvation. It is his justice and his goodness that there is a hell. Because of his justice and goodness, there has to be a hell. It's just the nature of God to do such. But brother, sister, hell was not created for you and I. Hell was created for the devil and his angels. Did you know that Jesus spoke more of hell than he did heaven? In the New Testament, we have over 70 references about hell. Jesus spoke more about this subject than he did about heaven. And I just want us to think about this today. This is a subject that will produce in you and I an obedience and a fear of God that we need. My friend, if you're not right with God today and you feel like you could end up in hell when you die because of your sin-loving heart or your something in your life that's keeping you from being what you should be, today is the day of salvation. Repent. Believe. Trust in God. Cut off what is causing you to sin and obey God. He wants to save you today. If you'll just say, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner, and make Jesus Lord of your life and begin to seek his face daily to do what he wants you to do, you'll be saved, my friend. The Bible says to call upon the Lord and you'll be saved. Jesus is his name. He's the only way. Thank you for your call today, and have a wonderful day as you seek and obey and tremble before a good God.